Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for spending your Tuesday morning with us here on the KUMA Coffee Hour. Coming up, my conversation with Kevin Hedding, superintendent of the Pendleton School District. Much to talk about this morning, and that conversation will get underway right after this.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change, but if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chespin, your host. Joining me this morning is Kevin Hedding, superintendent, Pendleton School District. And Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning. You guys had a board meeting yesterday, but a little bit of a change of pace. You met at the Wild Horse Event Center, and I believe that's been a tradition for a couple of years to meet out there in November. Tell us more about how everything went. But I understand that there was also kind of a neat presentation to kick things off yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning, Dan. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning on Coffee Hour. And it's a great day to be a buckaroo. So last night we had our board meeting out at Wild Horse in the Event Center. And it's something that Pendleton School District does every November in celebration of Native American Month. So the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, they invite us out there every November to have our board meeting out there. And we basically give reports on everything that we're doing with our in our schools related to our Native American students, Native American staff, including Title VI monies. Title VI is directed toward Native American students. And so last night it was fun. Each of our schools selected anywhere from 2 to 4 Native American students who have displayed high character, you know, strong responsibility, respectfulness, and good grades. And they were awarded during the board meeting. It was pretty interesting. As a, you know, our normal board meetings are at the district office in Pendleton, and you know, we're in kind of a small room, and there might be a handful of people that show up public, and sometimes there's nobody that shows up, none of the public. We always invite our public, but last night, you know, we were in this big room, big screen TVs at the front. I think, you know, at one time there might have been a couple hundred people there. You know, they really enjoy coming out to watch their students, you know, get awarded and get presented. So, and I kind of like it. You know, I'm a sports guy. I played basketball, and I played for a small college, and we usually played in a small gym, you know, no bigger than probably a high school gym. But a couple times in preseason, we'd go and play Division I programs. And so we're in the big arena, you know, in front of 5,000 to 10,000 people. And that's kind of what I likened last night to. It's, you know, we go from a small boardroom at the Pendleton School District office out to Wild Horse, where it's kind of a big event, and you know, there's hundreds of people there, and it was a lot of fun.
And as far as other agenda items, anything else you'd like to cover? I know that it was a regular board meeting, although a change of venue as far as where it was held, but anything else you'd like to discuss?
Well, yeah, a couple things. We before the board meeting, this was really cool. Modesta Minthorn, who is the I believe the director of the education department out on the reservation. She came over to our district and at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon before the board meeting and really taught our new staff, including myself as a new superintendent, our new teachers, all about the history and the development of the Confederation of oh my goodness.
Confederated Tribes.
Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. Right. Gave us a history lesson, and it was fascinating. It was very, very fascinating. You know, living in this area for, me and my family have lived in this area for probably 17 years. And so we're familiar with Wild Horse, and, you know, we'll go out there like everybody else or like most people and enjoy some slot machines, maybe have a good dinner. But to hear how that all started and how the tribe out there, the reservation, how everything went from pre-contact to all of a sudden, you know, the mid-1800s, how things developed all the way up until now. And everybody in this area probably knows this except me now, but the casino started out as a very small tent, I think went to a single wide or double wide trailer. There was a group of people out there, a group of tribal members, who asked for a loan. I think it was $5,000. I can't remember the number, but a loan to get this started. And they were really hesitant, like, oh man, we're never, you know, we don't want to go into more debt. This is the story I remember Modesta telling us last night. Well, they ended up within the first 5 years. Oh, it was more than $5,000. It was a lot more money than that. But within the first 5 years, they had that loan completely paid off and they were able to do everything else on their own. And so, you know, great business minds out there and everything to develop something like that. Now you go out there and you see what it is. You know, it's just this amazing building and lots of, you know, the big high-rise hotel and everything. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and then I remember, too, going out there several years ago and, you know, oh, hey, let's go out to Wild Horse. And coming from another state where there is also tribal casinos, I wasn't sure what to expect. And I'm like, oh, this is it? And now you see where they've come from, where they started. And man, it just continues to expand. And I understand that there's more plan for Wild Horse. And then, of course, all the surrounding other businesses. And you know, you got Cayuse Holdings and you have Arrowhead. I've seen that transform over the years. They got the golf course. They just had the Epson tour out there. And then, of course, the Cultural Institute, seeing that grow and expand. There's just a lot happening out there. And I wanted to also ask you, I know that there's Nick's Yahweh out there. Any report, any update as far as things happening at Nick's Yahweh?
Yeah. Ryan Heinrich, the principal at Nick's Yahweh, gave a really good detailed report. You know, a couple things. One thing that Nick Yahweh is struggling with is the everyday attenders, so really attendance, and more so than in years past. This stuck out to me, but I think it's around 60% they have regular attenders. It's interesting because, you know, all of our schools, not only in Pendleton, but I think around the state, still struggle with attendance coming out of COVID. I don't think we're at 60%, but, you know, it's a struggle where we might have been, you know, Pendleton School District or where I've been before in other school districts, where we might have been easily in the mid-90s, you know, 95 to 98% of our kids are always at school. We struggle to get to 90%. We might be in the low 90s. But going back to Nick Yahweh, the one thing that stuck out to me is the opportunities that they give their students out at Nick Yahweh. Now, 90% of the students at Nick Yahweh are actually Native American. And the other 10% aren't Native American. So it's not necessarily for Native American students. Any student can go there if they, you know, desire. But the opportunities they have, there's some development going on out around Nick Yahweh School. I think they're building some apartments, they're building some homes, and they have a program set up at Nick Yahweh where students can go and meet certain criteria and everything, and then really learn about construction, carpentry skills, framing houses, you know, everything that has to do with building houses. That's something I wish that more schools around the area had. So yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, they have basketball season coming up, and I think I mentioned before, I love basketball. Nick Yahweh always represents very well in their league and around the state at the 1A level, and they're getting excited for their basketball season and their winter sports coming up.
All right. Well, we're talking this morning with Kevin Heading, superintendent for the Pendleton School District. We're going to take our first break. Come back with more after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Ron Iverson and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was getting a corticosteroid shot every 6 months, and I wanted to find another solution, something that brought healing to the body. I've had a total of 4 treatments in 2 sessions. The pain is gone. The inflammation is way down. Everything is better. If you are suffering from chronic pain, I would recommend that you give this a try.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541 541- 501-276-1752.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza Family Package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Do you love giving your friends holiday cookies and pies, but never seem to get your dishes back? Stop by the Community Thrift Shop and find bakeware, plates and platters, even china sets for your holiday gifting. Unique pieces arrive daily, so stop in often. You'll find the perfect holiday pieces to complement your baking masterpieces. The Community Thrift Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Court Street in downtown Pendleton. Proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop support Heritage Station Museum.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Kevin Hedding, superintendent of the Pendleton School District. We're mentioning the board meeting last night, which was actually out at Wild Horse Event Center, and Kevin explained why. But also, there were some public comments that you received last night. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we, as a board and a superintendent, you really never know what you're going to get with public comments, especially in today's climate with a lot of concerns, a lot of apparent concerns. But we had very positive comments last night. Nothing that had to do with me and my superintendency, but a lot of the comments were about the positive relationship between the Confederated Tribes and Pendleton School District. A couple of the members got up to speak and were very pleased with how open Pendleton School District is to the Confederated Tribe and to supporting students, our Native American students, and working with the Confederated Tribes. One thing I didn't realize, yesterday, you know, we got kind of a history lesson of everything between Pendleton and the Confederated Tribes. I didn't realize that as a short time ago, 10 to 15 years ago, there really wasn't a relationship between the school district and the Confederated Tribes, which surprised me. I think it's very valuable that we have that relationship because there's so many benefits that we can have for each other. You know, the diversity that's involved, the education that's involved, different cultures that are involved. It's just really been a positive thing for all of our students in Pendleton School District, the Native American students and all our other students. So that was very good to hear. We had an Oregon Department of Education representative visit our schools, a Title VI. Again, I can't remember her name. Her first name was Stacy, but she came and spent the day in our schools at Washington Elementary and I think also at Nickyawe, the two schools that have the highest Native American populations. And she was doing a three-week tour around the state visiting, I think she said 26 different schools and districts that have the same similar setup that we do, where the district either borders or is on a reservation, you know, a Native American reservation. And she was very complimentary about our Pendleton School District and how well both the Confederated Tribe and the Pendleton School District work well together. That's really, really positive for me to hear it. It makes me, again, feel blessed and grateful to be in Pendleton School District. I look forward to continuing that relationship. And, you know, like anything, I always want to evaluate things, look at things and tweak them where they can get better. you know, whatever we're doing right now, we always need to get better in our relationship and the things we do. There is no perfect school district. We're not a perfect school district. There's always things we can fix. But one thing that I personally strive for wherever I've been, whether it's been in a district or in a building, I want that place to be open and welcoming to all of our school patrons, to all of our students, all of our parents. Really, a positive school experience is so valuable for families and parents and students. So anyway, that was really good to hear. I really appreciated the comments and the fact that the people who made the public comments actually stayed for the majority of the meeting, which went on, I think, for an hour and a half. So they sacrificed a lot just to stay and to really give us some good props. So very pleased with that.
And with the public comments, visiting Wild Horse Event Center, the reports from Nick Yahweh and so on, as superintendent, and I know you're just coming off of the meeting last night, but looking ahead, just to expand that positivity and building on what you heard, the comments, the relationship and everything, did you come away saying, hey, we're doing a great job, this is all fine and good, but I'd like to actually do more in XYZ?
Yeah, that's always my feeling. It's always great to hear positive comments, but you never want to get complacent. I have a little bit of coaching background, you know, so I've coached in my background basketball. And I feel like I've played on some pretty good teams. You know, we've had good success. I could go on and on about my high school career and my college career, talking about the good old days. But all that to say, there's so many things that I learned. And one thing I learned is when you experience success or when you have good things happen to you, you just can't get complacent. You just got to keep looking, keep striving to get better and better, doing what we do, but doing it better. And so, of course, last night it felt good. Everything felt good, the relationship, you know, the history. But there are still areas we can improve in. And one thing we're doing, we want to get input from all of our community members, all of our parents, including the Confederated Tribe and including the other focal groups in our schools, you know, the Hispanic Latino group and the LGBTQ group. We really want to get input from those students and the families to really see if there's anything we can do better. In fact, we have postcards with a QR code on it, and we're going to have them out, you know, at parent-teacher conferences in December and January. We're going to hopefully sit down with some of those focal groups in our high school and in our middle school, and also different community groups, the Rotary Club, our key communicators, Kiwanis. We're going to give these postcards out. Seems kind of ridiculous, but give these postcards out, and you can go over the QR code, you know, with your camera on your phone, and it'll take you right to a Google survey. And three questions we're asking that we want input on. The three questions are: what is Pendleton School District doing well? What does Pendleton School District need to do better, or what could we improve on? And then, is there anything else that somebody wants to tell us? Anybody wants to tell us? And then, of course, after that, there's some stuff. You know, what schools do your children go to? Are you a community member? All that type of thing. Just checking boxes. But that's valuable. That's going to help us plan for the future. We, you know, we have a strategic plan in our district that I think is really strong. It includes all of our students. It includes all of our staff. But we know that we can always do things better. And the input that we get from these QR codes, the surveys, and everything else is going to help us drive that strategic plan and help us adjust it where we need to adjust it, you know, reevaluate it toward the end of the year. It's also going to help us, this QR code, the survey, is going to help us look at our schools and look at them hopefully with objective eyes and see what we need to do better. Are we truly welcoming to all of our parents and all of our students? If not, what do we need to do that? So asking those questions, you know, what can we do to make our purpose come across, to be successful with our purpose and our goals?
Right. And then as far as the survey goes, is there a kind of, I guess, a target date you hope to have all the survey results in, or is this an ongoing thing left open for whenever somebody feels the need to provide their feedback?
Well, there's both. We have kind of a target time of year. We're thinking 1st of February. We want to look at the results, the first phase of the results from those surveys, and begin to action plan, you know, do a needs assessment, do action plan, you know, meeting as a cabinet, a board, and, you know, different leadership groups in our schools. to start talking about what we need to do to adjust and start making plans to adjust, an action plan. With that said, we're always going to be getting surveys. So what we're doing this year, you know, this input gathering that we're doing, we're going to come back and probably do it again next year. There's always a time, and we're not living by the QR code, the postcard. That's just a tool that we're using. There is always room. There's always time for people to come to our board meetings to give public comments. I like to think that my door is open. I've always had an open door policy. If I'm in my office at the district office, which I'm probably there maybe half of my day, typically, if I'm not out and about in the schools or whatever. But if I'm there, I'm willing to talk to people, ask questions, hear concerns, anything that would like to be voiced.
All right. I'm talking this morning with Pendleton School District Superintendent Kevin Headings. We're going to take another break, back with more right after these words.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
This time of year, leaves can cover storm drains and cause water to back up. You can help by keeping an eye out. If leaves are blocking a drain or catch basin, grab a garden rake and pull them away from the drain. Pick up and bag your leaves and do not rake them into the street. Remember, November is Free Leaf Recycling Month at Pendleton Sanitary Service. Please remember, only rain down the drain and help the city of Pendleton keep our streets clear.
Time for fall trimming and leaf cleanup? Go to Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton to get the job done right. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
If you're starting your fall cleanup, Zimmerman's the place to come. We have leaf blowers available, hand pruners, pull saws, and tree trimmers. Anything that you need to clean up your yard, we have available at Zimmerman's.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week, and yes, that does mean Sunday, on Main Street in downtown Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Take care of your funeral arrangements. You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
If you or a loved one is considering senior living, sorting through the financial elements can be overwhelming. Here at McKay Creek Estates, we invite you to join us for a free webinar on Tuesday, November 29th at 3 p.m. with topics related to finance and senior living. The webinar will include topics such as what information to gather, VA aid and attendance benefits, and questions regarding power of attorney and guardianship in financial health decision making. Sign up for the free webinar today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Kevin Headings, superintendent for the Pendleton School District. And Kevin, I wanted to ask, you know, a lot happening where, you know, the community, the public, parents, students, and staff are able to get together. This was not the case perhaps last year, the year before, due to the pandemic and other reasons. But, you know, you had a really good attendance last year. But now that the holidays are coming up and, you know, it seems like November is a very busy time for everyone, as well as schools, parent-teacher conferences. You got, fall, winter athletics. There's just a lot happening. What kind of feedback, what kind of feeling are you getting from not just your staff, but the students, the parents, grandparents, and community members, that ability to come out again? And I guess there's normalcy to all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's exciting people is just mostly getting back to normal again. I've been involved with several events throughout the year so far that where they've been firsts, you know, firsts since the fall of 19. For example, the mud wars that we had during homecoming week a couple weeks ago. That was the first time it was back in the fall, back during the normal homecoming week since I think the fall of 19 before COVID hit. Last year they had it in the spring when things were loose. Again, last night at the board meeting out at Wild Horse, it was the first time that we had normal seating within, you know, where we had rows and people could actually sit together and by each other. So it's those types of things. And, you know, just having people back in the building, I don't know how many people know this, but as far as our school volunteers, you know, I just talked about a few minutes ago, our schools being positive places where our parents and our families have positive experiences. Well, over COVID, and then even up until about last week, I think, during our board work session, we have required our volunteers to be vaccinated, which makes sense. But if they didn't want to get vaccinated, we didn't allow them to get to seek a religious exemption or a medical exemption. So it was either vaccinated or you can't come into our schools. Well, we lifted that during our work session, our board work session last November 8th. It was last Tuesday morning. And so now our volunteers can go ahead, and if they truly have a religious conviction or a medical issue with not getting vaccinated, they can fill out an exemption, and it comes across my desk. I accept it or reject it, and don't tell anybody, but probably 99% of the time I'll accept them. We'll just keep that between me and you, Dan.
Okay. You heard it here.
Anyway, so that's pretty exciting. There's a few, you know, we've missed out with that right there alone. We've missed out on some good volunteer coaches. You know, for our dance team and for our other, you know, wrestling and football that we missed out on. Student teachers, you know, we have a group of student teachers in our district from Blue Mountain Community College, also Eastern Oregon University. We depend on those student teachers. A lot of times we turn right around and hire them in our district. And so, unfortunately, over the last year and a half, there's been 25 to almost 50% of those student teachers who hadn't been vaccinated that can't come into our schools. So we've lost out on a lot of those potential teachers in Pendleton School District. So that's lifted. So that's an exciting thing. So generally speaking, I guess to answer your question overall, it's been very positive. It's been a positive thing. It's almost a relief, you know, that things are coming back to normal. We're going to have our winter programs this year, you know, before the break, and we're going to have our high school programs and assemblies and all that type of thing.
Well, again, lots happening with the Pendleton School District, and I appreciate you coming in and discussing last night's board meeting. And it's great that you guys were able to also learn something. You know, there's always an opportunity to learn something new, and it sounds like you did last night by attending this board meeting out at the Wild Horse Event Center. And I just encourage everybody, Kevin mentioned these postcards and community input. If you have something you'd like to share with the Pendleton School District, the superintendent, the schools and staff, be sure to do that. You guys know the drill and how to do that. And as Kevin said, he has an open door policy and he's willing to listen. And I appreciate Kevin coming in this morning and talking with us. Kevin Heading, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. We'll talk to you again next month, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Join us then.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.